Bonjour, French speakers and wine lovers. You're listening to French Pod. My name is Erica.
And my name is Amaury. Salut.
We're going to listen to a newbie lesson about wine.
It's not just a lesson, it's a crucial lesson today, Erica.
And why is that?
Come on, we're talking about wine.
You cannot speak French if you can't talk about wine, right?
Exactly. So important in French culture.
Well, we're going to talk a lot about that later.
I hope so.
But first, we're going to listen to a dialogue that's all about wine.
So we are in the restaurant.
Okay.
So it's going to take place in one of the many restaurants that we can find in France.
Okay.
And they've ordered the food, and at the same time, they're thinking about what they're going to drink.
So wine is probably going to come up in the conversation if they're in France, right?
I think so, yeah.
Now we're going to listen to the dialogue 3 times. Amaury, tell us just a little word or something they're going to hear in this dialogue about to come up.
Du vin.
And that means some wine.
Exactly.
Can you say it again?
Du vin.
Du vin. All right, here's the dialogue 3 times, and we'll be right back afterwards to translate it for you.
Dialogue first time.
Tu veux du vin?
Oui. Rouge ou blanc?
On mange du poisson.
Alors blanc.
Dialogue second time.
Tu veux du vin?
Oui. Rouge ou blanc?
On mange du poisson.
Alors blanc.
Dialogue third time.
Tu veux du vin?
Oui. Rouge ou blanc?
On mange du poisson.
Alors blanc.
Okay, let's do the translation.
Tu veux du vin?
Do you want some wine?
Tu veux du vin?
Do you want some wine?
Tu veux du vin? Oui. Rouge ou blanc?
Yes. Red or white?
Oui. Rouge ou blanc?
Yeah. Red or white?
Oui. Rouge ou blanc? On mange du poisson.
We're eating fish.
On mange du poisson.
While we're eating fish.
On mange du poisson. Alors blanc.
So white.
Alors blanc.
So white.
Alors blanc. That sounds like a good start of a meal, Erica,
yeah,
doesn't
it? It's kind of making me hungry.
Yeah, thirsty as well.
Right.
Do you like wine, Erica?
I love it.
Me too.
I can't wait to talk about wine later. For now, let's first look at these words.
Right.
Let's start with the first one.
Tu veux du vin?
There's 2 parts to that sentence. The first one.
Tu veux?
You want. So the veux, that's the verb vouloir, which means to want.
Mm-hmm. And there's tu, which is the subject.
And it's the informal you.
That's correct, yeah.
Because these are people who know each other, so they say tu to each other.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and some wine we learned before.
Du vin.
Which part is wine?
Vin.
Vin.
Yeah.
And then some wine.
Du vin. That's correct, yeah.
So the whole sentence.
Tu veux du vin?
So that means you want some wine.
Mm-hmm.
Or do you want some wine?
That's right.
It depends on your tone of voice. It's both a question and a statement.
Yeah, so we've got a rising tone at the end.
So you learn 2 things at the same time. So easy, French, isn't it? Now this next part, we want to ask one or the other.
Rouge ou blanc?
Red or white. And the ou means or.
Exactly.
Now let's look at this next sentence.
On mange du poisson.
Okay, let's divide that into 2 sections. Let's start at the end. We have...
Du poisson.
Poisson means fish.
Yeah.
And then we have the same thing we saw before.
Du poisson.
Some fish.
Exactly, yeah.
Now let's look at that first part.
On mange.
Okay, now this is the verb manger, which means to eat.
Yeah.
What is this on?
Here it means oui.
Okay, because there's a more grammatical way to say oui, but in everyday spoken French... People use this word to say we normally.
Yeah, that's what we're going to use. On mange.
It literally means one, but it means like we, you, they, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
So if you want to say we eat, here you say...
On mange.
Okay, and then the whole sentence...
On mange du poisson.
So if they're eating fish, they must be some pretty smart gastronomes and they choose...
Alors, blanc.
So we already learned the second word there. But what about the first one?
Alors.
Means so.
Yeah.
So.
Alors.
Alors. Now, before we listen to the dialogue 3 more times, let's look at something here. In this dialogue, we have a lot of nasal vowels.
Yeah, sorry about that, guys, but...
That's okay, because we're going to help you learn how to say them. Before we talk too much about what a nasal vowel is, let's tell you all the words in the dialogue that have them and see if you can hear. Okay, Amri, what are they?
Vin, blanc, on, mange, poisson.
So if you can hear, all those vowels are followed by an N, and the N is said in your nose instead of in your mouth, like you have a cold or something.
Mm-hmm. And so, there's quite a lot of in the French language. But
now, if you want a little extra practice on nasal vowels, on FrenchPod.com, we have a free pronunciation guide. There's a whole page on nasal vowels, so you can listen to some recordings and practice a little bit. So now let's listen to the dialogue 3 more times.
Dialogue, first time.
Tu veux du vin?
Oui. Rouge ou blanc?
On mange du poisson.
Alors blanc.
Dialogue, second time.
Tu veux du vin?
Oui. Rouge ou blanc?
On mange du poisson.
Alors blanc.
Dialogue, third time.
Tu veux du vin?
Oui. Rouge ou blanc?
On mange du poisson.
Alors blanc.
Okay, we're back. Amri, let's talk about wine.
Pleasure. Here we go. So what do you want to know?
Now, wine in France, it's part of the meal, right? It's not so much an alcoholic beverage as a part of the whole meal experience. The gastronomic experience.
That's right. I can't imagine a meal without wine. And to be honest, I'm not the only one in France. So you really need to complement the food with the wine.
Uh-huh.
That's why in this case it's so important. They have fish, so they're going to have
white wine.
Exactly. Du vin blanc.
So wine is an essential part of the meal, but also people in France, I noticed, don't really drink wine so much if they're not eating.
It's not drunk as a cocktail in a bar so much.
Mm-hmm. Or during the day. It's really a complement to food.
Yeah. Or when you start your meal, you know, an aperitif. You can have some just before the meal.
Certain
kinds.
But
it's part of the meal. Mm-hmm.
And so one cool thing about France is that you can get half bottles of wine. So if there's only 2 people, you don't have to drink like this whole bottle to get drunk.
That's right. Yeah. So during the meal, you're going to get just 1 glass or 2 glasses maximum just to go with the food.
Yeah. The half bottle is one of the things I love about France. The half bottles of wine.
Yeah. It's not that common in other countries, but in most of the restaurants, you can order half a bottle.
You can get them in the store too.
And in France, we really believe in the idea that 1 glass of wine per day keeps the doctor away.
It's part of your health regimen.
As long as you don't go over 1 glass.
Now, if you have any questions at all about this lesson, or you want to talk to us about anything, some suggestions of future lessons, or
what are your favorite wines?
You want to have a discussion about wine with us?
Yep.
Come to FrenchPod.com. Au revoir.